Life on Tap, episode 94.
Meet me at the bar, meet me at the bar. We're gonna get loaded, so don't bring your car. Meet me at the bar, meet me at the bar. You better make it there no matter where you are. Friday night after a long ass week of work. Your coworkers are morons, your boss a fucking jerk. Time to get back.
Welcome to episode 94 of Life on Tap, a multimedia experience about life and beer, now from the heart of NYC. Hope all you guys are doing most excellent out there. Hope you guys had a great Christmas for those of you who are out there celebrating. And we're right on the verge of New Year's now, but just wanted to get another episode out there. I went out to the old Life on Tap compound out there in the NJ here, and I had a chance to taste three holiday-related beers with my dad, and we opened up with the Southern Tier Old Mint Winter Ale, followed by Avery Brewing's Old Jubilation Ale, and wrapped up with the year-round, actually, beer, but kind of winter-ish, the Smutty Nose Robust Porter. So hope you guys enjoy this tasting. I did record it on my mobile device, so I apologize for any quality issues, and I'll hopefully have a bunch more coming at you in the coming future. Once again, if you guys could do me a great, awesome favor and figure, if you could let me know what you think we should be doing for episode 100, as I have a couple things planned up in my head in the works, but I'm not married to anything at this point. So if you have any other excellent ideas, hopefully we can get them all together for you to give you an awesome episode 100 in that regard. In the meantime, enjoy the reviews.
This is the Southern Tier Old Man Winter Ale Seasonal. I'm trying to think if we had this over at Homelita before or not. I can't remember. So it's but it pours in. It's very clear. It looks like maple syrup. It's kind of funny. Like you said, it wasn't much of a head. So it definitely tastes familiar. So I think this is the one we had than last year's version, because it had a different, a totally different label.
I don't remember this. It's something I've had. I've had something like it before. I've had this before. It's very good.
Yeah. Yes, it's really tasty though. I like the roastiness is really nice on this. I really enjoy it. I'm just trying to think like what kind of like taste that leaves. It's like.
The back end is very, very slight. Gone
yeah.
Very quickly. The front end's got a lot of flavor.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I do get a touch of sweetness in the front, but it's like, but it's just very, very brief. But I do get a little, and a tiny bit of hot bitterness on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, for the most part, the finish disappears pretty quickly. You know, I mean, it's. I definitely see it as a. You definitely get the warming feeling when you drink it too. So I mean, the alcohol is like, you know, not necessarily forward, but you can feel its presence at least.
Definitely there.
Not a whole lot of carbonation, and it's pretty interesting. It's definitely tasty. I could definitely, I mean, because it's like definitely not too offensive in any different category, you can definitely have this with your holiday chicken or turkey, for sure.
Good in front of a fireplace.
Yes, I definitely see this as like a fireplace beer, definitely. Okay.
We ready?
Yep.
Okay. You get the belt on the.
Yes, I did.
It is much darker.
Much darker. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's.
And less head.
Brown.
Much less head.
Much less
head. A little bit of ruby in there.
Yeah. Look at that.
Turn around and get the sun back there.
Yeah. 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 Still really clear. It's clearly, you know, filtered.
Very nice flavor.
Oh, nice. Nice aroma on this one.
My nose got stuff up, so I can't really smell that well. But it tastes very good.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I think the bottle, it said toffee flavor on it.
Uh-huh.
Toffee and mocha, yeah. Yeah, and I totally agree with the toffee note there. The toffee is, like, right in your face. But it's not, like, cloying, like, toffee.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not like, you know, artificial. Yeah, artificial. It's very, you know, natural kind of feeling. It's definitely a little bit different. I mean, I feel, trying to think of, you know, on a food perspective where I'd put this here. You know what, actually, you smell toffee and mocha?
No, yeast.
You smell yeast?
Yeasty?
Maybe. The other one was more yeasty, I thought.
Yep.
Is
the second one?
Yeah, we split the bottle, yeah.
Huh.
So,
Old Britain is going to be performing. We saw her once at a program about 15 years ago.
Nice.
She does a lot of really funny stuff, but she actually has a folk song she wrote in Klingon.
Oh my gosh, that would be hysterical.
You probably could find it on YouTube like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking is that even though this is toffee notes and whatnot, and it's more darker notes, I mean, I could really see this going with a nice, like, cured ham for some reason.
Not that you eat ham.
I'm saying if I did eat ham, that's probably what I would put it with, you know. I could definitely see it going pretty well with that. You want something a little gamey to match up with that. I mean, or you could just, you know, probably some cheese you can go with it too.
It's got enough flavor to it to put up with, like,
almost anything.
Bison barbecue.
I see bison barbecue. I mean, that'd be really nice because a nice, like, kind of, I would definitely go with, like, which of the barbecue sauces is the vinegar based one? I would get confused.
So is it North Carolina?
The Memphis versus whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the non vinegar based barbecue sauce for sure. You know, I mean, that would definitely be pretty neat with this for sure.
I'm
hungry. Yeah. Okay, we've now moved on to the Smutty Nose Robust Porter. What weighs in at? It's 5.7. So nice dark, dark color. I love it. Whoa.
It's very strong coffee flavor.
Yeah.
But also thin. For a porter, it feels thin on the tongue. Compared to a regular porter.
The body is definitely not as full in that regard.
It's like a bitter coffee.
Yeah. No, it's definitely like, you're looking at your strong French roast kind of thing going on here. Yeah, I mean, the roast, you know, it's definitely come out. There's almost like a hint of smoke on it.
Yes. And it gives the impression of being stronger than 5.7.
It does. I mean, you would think that it would be, yeah. You think that this is like, you think they'd be like, flip the digits, like 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel that. I mean, I would think that it would be, but you know, all the same, basically, it is still pretty filling.
Mm-hmm.
But given its character, I mean, you know, for a porter, you know, it's meant to be paired with a porter house, obviously. That's the origin of the term, apparently.
I didn't hear that. I heard the origin was. Because of the porters, the people who carry things, the energy. So it's a very,
very
rich
beer. Yeah.
Very high calorie.
Well, I heard that also a lot of porterhouse people like to pair it with porterhouse. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that, you know, I definitely could see it with, you know, a well seasoned piece of meat. For sure. I mean, that's not to say you could also put like a very kind of dark sauce, you know, with various other things.
Peppercorn sauce.
A peppercorn sauce would be great with this. For sure. Yeah. It's definitely really great. I mean, you know, I think, you know, I mean, all all three of these breweries, you know, really, you know, I think they do bring the whole portfolio of beer is definitely bring a lot of caliber to the table here, you know, and each of them has, you know, different kind of, you know, strength. I mean, Southern Tier, obviously, you know, they run the gamut, you know, from their unearthly, you know, IPA to the creme brulee stout, obviously. But, you know, then, you know, Avery's been doing everything as well. They do a lot of barrel aging now. And then, you know, with Salinas, basically, they do a little bit of everything. I mean, but, you know, we were just talking about the Brown Dog earlier, you know, as far as on the brown ale perspective is concerned, but, you know, really, you know, great. The first two are very similar styles. This is almost like, it's still like a winter-ish beer, I guess, if you want to call it that. So, but it's still really great, food-friendly, I feel, you know. It's nice. Can't complain.
All right, I hope you guys had an awesome time checking out these three beers. They're pretty much available almost nationwide, so hopefully you guys can get a hold of one of these awesome beers and, you know, during this winter to help warm you up and keep you warm here. If you want to reach us out there on the web, it's www.lifeontap.com. You can email us at lifeontap@lifeontap.com. You can check me out there on the Twitterverse and the Skypeverse. I am UTAG2001. On Untapped, I am Dan Untapped. And, of course, on the Facebook page, thank you so much to everyone else out there. You got us the custom URL, so it's at facebook.com/lifeontap. And, of course, you can check me personally and friend me up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/utype2001. So, once again, I hope everyone else is doing most excellent out there. Hopefully you guys are getting pumped up for New Year's and out your sparkling beers and or wine, champagne, etc. And hopefully you're having a great time. You're going to be toasting it up, eating, having some wonderful times with your friends, your family, and all your loved ones and whatnot. So while you're out there, stay safe while you're drinking and whatnot, and have a really awesome happy new year, and we'll see you in 2011. And remember, let's adapt, drink up, so let's drive.